I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, who's on assignment in Tehran. And this is The World. Hard to avoid the wall-to-wall talk about New Hampshire today, and we won't avoid it. Just hang on. But we want to start off today talking about Zika and the global health threat. This week, President Obama asked for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funds to deal with the spread of the mosquito-borne virus. That kind of money could speed development of a vaccine and help with mosquito control programs here in the U.S. But right now, the main concern is in Brazil, where Zika is already a daily reality. The northeastern city of Recife is at the center of the outbreak and the increase in birth defects that may be associated with Zika. Katie Wirth is a digital reporting fellow at Frontline, and she's been talking to people there as they celebrate Carnival this week. And Katie, Carnival is really a street celebration in many ways, and there's always a lot of women in fabulous but also very skimpy costumes. Are the dresses and the costumes different this year because of Zika?
No, not really. The costumes are as skimpy as ever. People are getting really creative. Some people are getting dressed up as mosquitoes and others as sanitation workers chasing them around. So it doesn't seem to be affecting the number of people who are out on the street.
I know that you've written outside of Carnival, Zika is sort of changing the experience of pregnancy for some women in Brazil. What are they telling you?
Well, wherever you are, there's a whole gamut of experiences of pregnancy. Some people are kind of relaxed about it and go on with their regular lives, and other people are very careful about what they eat and what they do. And some women have left the country if
really?
They have the means to do so. Yeah. There's people who are spending the first several months of their pregnancy, which is believed to be like the most dangerous part of the pregnancy, and they're going to Europe or they're going to Miami or somewhere else if they have the means to do so. Of course, most women in this country don't have the wealth that that takes. So women are consuming bug spray like never before, and they're being careful about the water underneath their potted plants. I've seen people who are just covered every inch of their body, which is completely abnormal here in the tropics.
Have there been any indication that the numbers are down in terms of people on the streets for Carnival at all because of Zika? I mean, does there feel like there's anything that's kind of raining on the parade, or does it feel like, hey, you know, it's still a party?
You know, not that I've heard. The official numbers aren't out, I don't think. But that said, there have been some warnings that kissing is a big piece of Carnival. Usually people kiss strangers and friends. And at least one public official here has warned pregnant women against kissing strangers on the street this year.
Because they're not quite sure yet of how it's transmitted or how many ways it might be transmitted. I mean, going along those lines, has Zika changed the behavior of men at all?
The men that I've spoken to don't seem concerned about it. I even spoke to a man whose wife is pregnant, and he said he's not using condoms and that it may be if he gets Zika, he'll start using condoms. So, you know, I'm sure it varies, but I think by and large, from what I can tell, it's kind of being seen as a pregnant woman's problem.
What about on the media? Is Recife filled with kind of warnings about Zika? Are there public health messages as part of the Carnival celebration?
Yes. There are huge billboards everywhere about how to avoid mosquitoes and Zika. And there are health workers handing out cardboard fans that people use in the Carnival to cool themselves off. And the fans have information about Zika on them. So this is something that is on most people's minds, and particularly if they're considering having a child.
Katie Wirth is reporting from Recife, Brazil, as a Tau journalism fellow for Frontline. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.